Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Stir. Now, you can put any word in front of that, and you could probably come up with a domain, like, Dotster, for instance, and Dotster.com happens to be a place where you can register domains. And we're speaking with George DiCarlo, who's the VP of marketing over there. And George, is that a pretty fair assessment in terms of what Dotster is?
Well, it's a place to register any kind of domain you want, from premium domains to domains that are available on the open market. And really, you know, recently we've made a big push into shared hosting market, so it's a place to get hosting. We're coming out with our VPS product offerings as well. So it's a full-service shop. Some of our newest offerings are custom site, where you can actually, we'll design websites for people, too, that don't have the time or energy or want to build it on their own.
Oh, yeah? I mean, do
kind
you
of the full-service internet shop.
Do you take just from templates, then, in doing that?
We actually have a group of in-house designers here, so it's not really a completely template-based solution. It's more custom to whatever the small business or the individual is looking to do. So our designers, you know, especially right now is the best time because we just launched it, so they're not extremely busy yet. We kind of overstaffed for it, so they're taking a lot of extra time to work with people and getting them exactly what they want to get.
And what kind of sites do you generally design?
We've been getting a lot of interest from a lot of contractors, people who want to market their small business online, you know, we'll get them set up with the email address at their domain name. Of course, we'll get them set up with their domain name, but then they get email on it, they put on their business card. You know, interior designers, they can show examples of work that they've done in the past. So we found a lot of small businesses like that are really, you know, they don't have the time to go through a site builder product even, or go find some templates out there on the web and try to, you know, do it all themselves. They're looking for just a complete solution. And that's, you know, that's really what we've started to do that makes us very different, is delivering end-to-end from getting them the domain all the way to getting them online and even helping them promote their business after it's online.
Oh, so you stem to stern, full shop, full stop shop.
That's it. That's what we've become.
So what makes you different then, and I have to make this point, what makes you different from, like, a GoDaddy? And why I have to make this point is, well, number one, GoDaddy's a sponsor of the show. Number two, because a lot of people know GoDaddy, and, of course, it's gotten a lot of branding with its commercials and activity in this space.
Right. Well, I mean, we're similar in a lot of ways to GoDaddy. You know, we're in the same space. They're a major competitor of ours. But it really starts with what we try to deliver when people come onto the website and try to search for a great domain name. So we've built some proprietary tools over the years that help people to find domain names quickly. We have an Ajax-based domain search interface, which makes it really slick to see all sorts of extensions. And we do offer a lot of extensions that GoDaddy doesn't offer, other TLDs that people might want, you know, especially if you have a business in other countries, or if you just want something really generic, .vc. For example, has just a ton of generic domain names available in it. It's pretty reasonably priced.
Wait, dot what?
VZ. Or I'm sorry, VC.
VC?
VC.
Oh, boy. That's yeah. Just waiting to be exploited.
Yeah, I think, you know, venture capitalists are all over it, probably.
I bet.
But, you know, there's a lot of good generic domain names available in it. And those are probably, you know, when we look at what people register from time to time, I probably see the most generic ones coming out of there.
Now, do you have an affiliate program at Dotster?
We do have an affiliate program, and actually, we have an affiliate program for domain names, we have an affiliate program for hosting, and we have an affiliate program for our new My Internet offering, which is our custom website design. And so we pay on a per-lead basis, we pay on a My Internet service would be on a per-lead basis, but for the other services, you know, percentage of revenue, and then we have some pretty big bounties that we've been giving out on the hosting side of the business.
Interesting. You know, that's such a crowded space, the domain name space. I mean, have you found that it's been a struggle over time, or has it gotten easier for you?
Well, we've been doing it for a while. We launched the business late 99, we were working on really getting everything set up. You know, we wanted to come out and really do something special that hadn't been done at the time. And we had the lowest price on the Internet on a retail basis when we first launched in January 2000. And, you know, of course, over time, there's been competitors that have come in. And you know, we've stayed pretty strong on our pricing just because we think we deliver a lot of value. I mean, it's the hand-holding aspect of it. It's the security aspect of it. And, you know, it's just trying to differentiate ourselves. You know, one of the things that we do that I don't think a lot of people realize is we use Tier 1 data centers for all of our shared hosting. So, you know, while we compete at the, you know, low price end of the market, you know, we have hosting plans starting at $525 a month. And they're actually hosted in Tier 1 data centers. I mean, they're at InterNAP with, you know, fully redundant power generators.
So you're saying they're fast?
They're super fast.
All right.
You have multiple lines running into them.
That's the bottom line.
Quick ping time.
That's a good thing. What about what about your Pong time? No one can seem to answer that question when I ask. Why does everyone laugh when I... Okay, anyway. So the reason for the call, I mean, obviously we can talk domain names till we've got blood coming out of our ears,
sure,
which I'm sure we're doing to the listeners right now. You're doing a contest with BargainTix.com. What's that about?
We are doing an SEO contest for students with BargainTix.
An SEO contest. Do you think students out there really understand the concepts behind SEO?
I think it's an area where, you know, a lot of, you know, computer science students, engineering students, you know, I think they're starting to get into it.
Sorry about that. Well, I've got a couple dogs running around. We'll edit that.
Oh, no problem.
Either if you could hear jingling in the background, it's the dogs. And are you doing this with any specific institution, or are you just kind of throwing it out there, casting the net, so to speak, wide?
No, it's just a wide net. You know, anyone that's been a student in, I think, 2005, you know, up until now, it's open to anybody that's been a student.
Okay, so what's the game? What are we? Okay, I can't do it. I haven't been a student since, like, 1913.
I'm not eligible either.
No, okay. So what's the gist? What do they have to do?
Well, the gist is that you know, an expression was picked, a phrase, astromusicology, space 101.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is to be ranked high in Google, Yahoo, and MSN on September 1st when the contest ends. And then there's a point-based system depending on where you're ranked on the first page on those three search engines. Obviously, you know, Google's worth more than being ranked on MSN, for example. And the points are totaled up, and the highest point total wins $500 cash prize, and then we're putting another $500 donated toward, you know, the department, university department of the university that the student attends or just attended.
So what makes this different from other SEO contests that we've seen?
Well, probably the biggest difference is it's targeted specifically at students. And so it's in a little bit of a niche area. But it's very similar. And this one's based on a point system. You know, a lot of the SEO contests are just, you know, they'll take in a specific search engine or you know, it'll be based on top rank only. And so this one's more point-based. You got to do a little calculating to figure out where you stand.
Mm. Now, what kind of students are you hoping to attract with this thing?
Really, it's just you know, anyone that has an interest in SEO, and you know, I think it might be difficult sometimes to compete against the, you know, the people that are competing in every SEO contest and are very, very good at it. And so, you know, it kind of gives them a chance to compete in a contest where they might have a shot at winning. You know, whereas some of the more experienced veterans of SEO contests won't be eligible.
In terms of domain names and the domain name industry, can you compare it to any traditional industry that's out there? I mean, we're all talking about virtual stuff and .coms and building e-stores. I mean, is there any other kind of equivalent in terms of other industries out there?
Well, it's really unique in the sense that, you know, at least from an online business compared to an offline business standpoint, it's all automated. I mean, a ton of it is automated. It's, you know, it may be 1 a.m. in the morning, you know, our time, and you know, we're selling services in another part of the world, and it's just all going through automatically. We'll come in the next morning, see the reports of what happened, and you know, customer service is around to help answer questions. But it's just a completely automated business, and one of the things that we're now jumping into is taking it to that next level where it's more of a service-oriented business, and you know, we're working with people to get their websites online on the internet. But yeah, that's what's always amazed me about the whole domain industry, the whole internet service industry in general. It's just a very a business that can run 24 hours a day, and you know, once you set it up, you have to maintain it, you have to grow it. But really, it's all about getting more customers and you know, offering those customers a great solution and great service.
What's the strangest domain name you've ever seen registered through your system?
Oh, goodness, I don't know.
Wait, I mean, are you saying you don't have, like, a zeitgeist going on? Like
No, you know what? That's a good idea, though. That's a good idea. No, we don't. We always see strange ones. I can't think of any off the top of my head. We have, you know, 3 million domains under management now. There was one, this was a while back. It was a man beef site.
A what?
It was man beef. I think that was the name of it. It might have been man meat or something like that.
But anyway, it was
a hoax site that was supposedly selling human meat for consumption.
Did they actually have any purchases, is my question.
No, it was funny. I mean, somebody registered the domain, they put up a site, it was hilarious.
So it was more of a joking type of thing.
It was. But it definitely made you, you know, it was an interesting domain name to have registered.
Well, is that kind of what you're hoping for in doing this contest with BargainTix.com?
Well, what we're hoping is just get the word out on, you know, our hosting services, because I think our hosting services are targeted towards everyone.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're just like domain name registrars, there are a lot of hosting services out there. I mean, I know you're saying you're on tier one servers for your customers, but...
Yeah, I think the biggest benefit for, you know, SEO types with our hosting services is the ability to host multiple domains. You know, we have a package that supports unlimited domain names. I mean, you can load up literally thousands of domain names into it on one shared hosting package.
That's a
very key benefit for people who do an SEO and have, you know, 100, 1,000, 10,000 domain names.
Sure.
And they don't want to have to buy 50 different hosting packages to do it.
Have you started walking down the path of working with bloggers by any chance?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we you know, we'll offer things. We're working with some bloggers right now on offering them you know, free hosting for in exchange for some advertising on their site.
Oh, wow.
And we're working with them on promoting our products and services through our affiliate program and you know, just getting the word out, basically.
Well, that's kind of what you need to do because, like, you know, we kind of understand this is a pretty cramped space.
It is, and you know, a lot of the domain registrars, you know, we got our start in domains, and that's what we're primarily known for. And you know, over the past 2 years, I think that's changed a little bit as people start to recognize, wow, these are really full-service shops out there. You know, Dotster does everything. We do more than our competitors. We offer you to build your website if you want one for $200, you know, and I think a lot of people still...
Yeah, but wait. Is that website going to look like another website that was built for $200?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it can take... Literally, I mean, we're jumping into the marketplace. I mean, that'll only get you one page, so you're not going to get a big website out of $200. But you will get something that's fairly customized and has the content that you're looking for on there and that has a professional designer who's working with you on it. And, you know, you get a certain amount of hours in with that $200. And obviously, as you start to step up in price, you get a lot more time and a lot more customization.
Like, you get two pages.
Well, you can get three pages.
I'm being a little flip there, in case you didn't recognize that, George.
What was that?
I was being flip.
Oh.
Instead of one page, two pages. I was just trying to take the, you know, the logical step forward.
Yeah.
So in terms of marketing tactics, do you consider doing the contest a pretty simple way of getting buzz?
I think so. I mean, it really is. I mean, we have the right product for that marketplace, so it's a matter of really getting some buzz and, you know, getting some viral marketing going for not a whole lot of marketing spend, and, you know, hopefully you'll have some returns for us.
So why with Bargain Ticks? I've never even heard of Bargain Ticks, so I guess, you know, kind of a mission accomplished for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of people doing SEO contests, and so we're always looking for some new ones to sponsor, and Bargain Ticks will probably just be the first of many that we do. You know, we want to be involved in that community, and we want to offer that community the types of products and services they're looking for at the prices that they're looking for.
Wait, Bargain Ticks is a place to buy, like, Ticketmaster stuff.
Exactly. Okay. I'm talking about the SEO community.
Oh, okay, specifically.
Right.
So are you going to SES then, I'd assume?
We have people that go to SES, but we're not exhibiting there yet.
Oh, you have people. I see.
we'll be roaming the floor.
So what's Bargain Ticks get out of this?
Same thing we do. I mean, it's just a little bit of buzz. I don't think their offerings are so much in the line with the SEO community, but, you know, I think they're looking for some links. You know, one of the requirements is to have a link back to them, so probably trying to gain some link popularity. We're not so much looking for the links. We've been, you know, working on links with you know, related people in other related service industries for a while, and, you know, we've had pretty good success at SEO on our own, you know, with a nice first page listing for web hosting on Google that's organic and, you know, domain registration listing. So for us, it's not so much about links. But I think for them, you know, they're looking to get their name out, get some links for their business, hopefully jump their popularity on the search engine.
You know who's got the best organic listing ever?
Who's that?
Whole Foods.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.